Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello, Andrew.
Hello there, Robert. How are you?
I'm fine. You're looking slightly slender, which surprises me with the lockdown. It's slightly more slender than the last time I viewed you.
Yes, I believe I've lost 3 grams.
Three grams? Well done!
Intense exercise and one or two lifestyle changes. But
yeah, well, see, just not having that tenth fish finger, Andy. Can I just explain to our listeners that I'll... See, this half of my teeth, Andy, of my bridge at the top is falling out, so there's a bit of a rattle on my voice that you might pick up.
Is that what's going to be today's problem? Okay. How's that happened? What did you do to cause that?
Do you know, it was one of the softest of foods you could imagine. It was a chocolate-topped shoe bun with fresh cream in the middle.
Really?
Yeah, that's what took it out. Can you believe it?
Well, it was probably lots of other things that led up to that, and that was just the final straw that broke the camel's back, if you like.
Exactly. A perfect use of that phrase, Andy. Now,
thank you.
An interesting beginning for us, Andrew, this week.
Yes.
Because Mr. Peter Beardsley has kindly sent me what he describes as a very strong opening rap to kick off the show.
Good.
The sad thing is he hasn't sent me any music, Andrew.
Can I do the music?
Yeah, it's like the world in motion beat.
Right, you need a beat. So, I can provide a beat for you. Yeah, I am Sunderland's number 3 human beatbox.
Okay, let's have it then. Let's do it.
All right.
You got to stare around at the grass and the trees. See if you can spot some doctor in the leaves. You need a chicken wrap before you mount an attack. The journey could get bumpy if your chicken's not lumpy. You should get round the back of your local shops. Have a look in the bins like a Geordie Fox. And don't forget the eggs for your beautiful wife. If you do, she will lamp you to win an inch of your life. We're sharing for England. So, there it goes. Turn your music off, Bob. So, there it is, Bob. A very strong opening for your show. And I tell you what, whilst I'm here, I'll lob in a couple of jokes, you know, from me old joke book. Just get the boys, girls, and girls right in the mood. Okay, so a couple of jokes for you, Bob. Andy, I've been invited to a nudist party next week. Not usually my sort of thing, but I might give it a go if I've got nothing on. this one for kids, really, this one. What's blue and smells like red paint?
I don't know.
Blue paint. Andrew, what did the cleaner shout when she jumped out of her cupboard?
I don't know.
Supplies. Like supplies, you know.
Yeah.
So there you go, but I hope that's made a good start to your podcast. See you, Bob. That was nice of him, wasn't it?
That was lovely. It can only go downhill from there, I think. Would you like a couple of choices of names, Bob, before we go any further?
Go on, you bastard, yeah.
All right, then. You can be 3-time right eye fly guy.
Okay.
He's had a fly that's flied into his eye, flown into his right eye on 3 separate occasions in the past fortnight. Not the same fly, I hasten to add.
No thanks.
That's that. Or you can be Kenny Reggae. Nothing overtly special about him, but he likes to wear women's knickers with a picture of Bob Marley and the Wailers on them.
Okay. I'm
Or,
yeah.
Oh, of course, you can be honky tonk.
Can be honky tonk, Andy. Can I be? Thank you.
That always feels like a huge rejection of the names that I've offered you. But fair enough. Can I just say that three-time right eye fly guy is me?
Is it?
You can assess this as a unident if you want.
Go on.
But that's actually happened. I've had a fly into my right eye on three separate occasions in 2 weeks.
Well,
when I've been just out and about.
Out and about or in your fly-ridden premises?
No, there's no flies in my house. Well, there was last night, but that's another story. Yeah, just out and about. Tiny flies, you know, when they get stuck in your eye.
Blimey.
Three times. In the same eye?
Well, it is unusual. It's three separate incidents, which worries me.
Three separate incidents. Three separate flies.
But if you want it, I'll give it. If you want it badly, I'll give it.
I'm not fussed.
Okay, I'm not giving it then.
Fucking hell. Right then.
Do you have fly spray or do you not like the smell of it?
No, I have fly spray, yeah. Yeah, I don't mind killing them.
I love using fly spray.
It's not a popular stance in the modern age.
Is it not?
You know, the mass slaughter of flies. I don't think so. I think any creature's destruction is frowned upon.
Oh, well,
nowadays,
I apologise, but I like not getting them on the windows, you know. I like to follow them round and see if I can get them right in the face, you know.
Yeah.
I've got some names for you if you're interested, lad.
Oh, OK.
You could be... Do you fancy Mick Magnesium?
Maybe.
He's got, Andrew, he's got the largest roll of that magnesium ribbon in the UK. That is tempting, isn't it?
Yeah.
And you can view it. You can view the ribbon on his 24-hour webcam. Don't know if you fancy
Brilliant.
That.
Brilliant. I'm pretty much sold on that, yeah. Go on, give us the other options.
Well, there's Friction Simpson.
Maybe.
Portsmouth's premier human nail file, would you believe? but this is interesting. His neighbours either side are both Mormons. So I don't know whether that's the sort of action you like to get involved with.
God, I'm torn between the two of them.
Oh, you can, of course, just be on the hot dogs.
I'll be the fella from Portsmouth, because what I can do then is I can view the magnesium on the webcam, and it means I get all the enjoyment but none of the hassle of the upkeep.
I was going to say there's no flies on you, Andrew, but of course there occasionally is, isn't there? Geordie Heat. Crime on the Tyne. Hot Geordie nights. Geordie streets full of crime. Geordie Heat. Interior Geordie Heat incident room. PC Denise Walsh answers the phone. Hello, pet. You're through to Geordie Heat. How can we help you today? Sting.
Oh, fuck his hair.
Sorry, what was that you said?
Nothing. Just me new yoga boots are a bit squeaky. Now, listen, it's Mr. Sting here from the massive house with the massive gates. And I need one of your squad over here pronto on account of our ongoing emergency situation.
Oh, aye. What's the nature of the emergency, Mr. String?
It's not String, it's Sting, you silly cow.
Excuse me, what did you say?
I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to me piglet, who's just done a fart on me dulcimer.
Oh, all right then, pet. So, what is your emergency?
God, last! Well, you know the Rash Pavilion Curry House on Hepworth Street?
Why, aye, of course. The one that hangs the naan breads upside down on a pole at your table.
Well, yeah, stop mathering on. I only asked if you knew it. Hold on. How can you tell if a naan bread is upside down?
Well, the pointy end should be at the top, you know, so it hangs down like a tear.
Oh, yeah, I knew that. So, listen. I ordered a takeaway chicken madras, but as soon as I took my first bite, it is absolutely definite that they have given me a vindaloo. It's an absolute fireplate. I've already had to take me hug boots off because of sweating.
What did it say it was on the lid of the chair, Mr. Sting?
Not just scribble. If I had to guess, I would say it's chitty light bulb or chewy sight sound, something like that.
Ah, well, that isn't very helpful. Have you phoned up the curry house to check the order?
Yeah, and they insisted I sent them address, but I think they're pulling a trick on me. I should say that it is also a little bit cold, to be probably honest.
Well, that's probably on account of the time it takes to get down your massive drive, Mr. Sting.
Yeah, you could be right. My drive is indeed fucking massive. So anyway, cut the small talk. What are you going to do about it?
And what is it you suggest we do? Do we do Pet Lamhinny?
Send the squad car round to the curry house, smash it up, flood the basement, and arrest the head chef and the bloke who took me order.
No, can he do that, Mr. Sting?
Useless.
Sorry, what was that?
Nothing. I was just talking to me piglet, who was just had a fart on me egg boots because you...
OK, look, will that be all, Mr. Sting?
Well, maybe you could at least tell me how I might take the edge off the curry heat.
Oh, well, what about pouring a fresh cup of fresh cream into the sauce?
The only cream I have is in Trudy's cream horn, and if I nick that, she'll go apeshit. She might even flood the basement.
Hold on, Mr. Sting. I'll just ask one of my colleagues. D.I. Bruce, do you know of anything you can do to make a curry less hot?
What I always do is mix in a bit of fresh cream.
Christ's sake!
The gentleman hasn't got any fresh cream. Oh, has he not got cream, a horn or an eclair that he could scoop the cream out of?
Jesus, what?
No, Mr. D.I. Bruce, he hasn't. Well, that's the only tactic I know of. I generally just stick to one tactic. You know, and if that doesn't work, I'd just shut my eyes and think of me beach house in Portugal. What about you, PC Carol Beardsley? Have you got any ideas?
Oh, yes, very much so. What you need to do is separate 6 egg yolks, warm them for 30 seconds, probably in the fucking microwave, then stir them into the curry. That should take the edge off and give the sauce a nice eggy bent.
Oh, I can't stand eggs. I'd rather flood me basement than eat eggs.
Carol Beardsley grabs the phone.
How fucking dare you disrespect eggs, you creepy fucking lootsman. If I ever see you down the metro centre, I'll lamp you so fucking hard that your dungarees will unravel and your fucking mind will turn to bovril.
D.I. Bruce grabs the phone. PC Beardsley, go and have some poachies to calm yourself down. I'm very sorry about that, Mr. Sting. PC Beardsley's just suffering a bout of egg withdrawal. I tell you what, I'll send one of me squad to the curry house and fetch you a fresh madras, and we can be all nice again. Is that okay?
That is very satisfactory. And can you get me a Sagaloo and a Bombay duck, please? Very good, and thank you for your attention to detail. Goodbye.
Denise, can you go and get that for us? I don't want Mr. Sting complaining to DC Ashley.
But I thought we were going to have some sausages and bovril in the stockroom.
I know, sweetheart, but the reputation of the squad comes first.
I suppose you're right, boss.
And that's the end of the script, Andy.
It felt really realistic. It felt really realistic. It didn't feel like a script. It felt so natural. Very enjoyable.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Can we have a look at some of the unidents that have been submitted by the lovely parson that was...
Okay, of course,
yeah. Assess them.
Go on,
and
then.
And award them unidents status if need be. What have we got? First one here, I've got... Pete Trimby. And Pete says, I went to sleep the other night and had quite a vivid dream about someone I hadn't spoken to or even thought about in years. I woke about an hour later, looked at my phone and saw a text message from said individual apologising for not being in contact for so long. Unident or newfound psychic abilities? What do you reckon, Bob?
Ooh, I'm tempted to give it, Andy. I mean, normally I find other people's dreams very dull, you know, because they don't have, like, a real-world reference at all.
Yeah.
But to complete the story, as it were. But this little beauty does. I say well done.
I think it does. I think it does. It's a corker. It's a nailed-on unident for me, that one.
Well done, Pete Trimby.
Well done, Pete Trimby. Enjoy your unident status. Spread it far and wide. We've got one here from Steve Nunn. Who says, Unident? ? A few weeks ago, I rented a car with a very unique number plate. Last week on my way home, I was knocked off my bike. It was the same car. What about that? Unident?
Ooh, Andrew. I think that might be another yes, you know.
I think it is. I think we've got a strong crop this time.
I mean, I'd like to imagine really if that mystery number plate was UN1DNT, you know. Wouldn't that be something?
Wouldn't that be something indeed? Picture Steve sitting there in the road next to his crumpled bike, scratching his head as he looks at the number plate.
And it's
like a figure from a cartoon.
Unident.
So I'm giving that
well done, Steve.
Now this one, it's a unident submission, but I don't know whether or not this is a made-up one.
Go on then.
You can decide. This is from Tom. He doesn't give his surname, which immediately rings the alarm bells for me. He says, my brother was walking down a country path when he became aware of a commotion of rustling in a bush. He stopped to see, and a dog Todd was lodged from the bush, striking him on the leg. Nothing further emerged from the bush.
Well,
now,
did it happen?
If it happened, I think that's a unident. But that's the big question. Did it happen?
Did it happen? What do you reckon? Well, I think we've got to accept the integrity, haven't we?
I don't know. It's up to us because there was one or two that were submitted that I think were clearly lies and I haven't put on the shortlist. So,
I mean, if it happened, it's like it's a major unident, this, Andrew. Did I ever tell you the tale about the Indian, the beggar's con in Mumbai?
You did many, many years ago, but I'd like to repeat it.
Because that involves a gentleman from a posh hotel. Walks out of the hotel, goes past some hedging, and then out of the hedge comes some liquid Todd and covers their shoes. And then from behind the head emerges someone who has a bucket of soapy water who says, I can clean that off for you for $5 or whatever. Yeah. So it reminded me of that, Andrew, which is nice for me. Yeah. To be reminded of something like that.
It's nice to remember things. So I think that's about it in terms of the unidents. One quick more. Matthew Sear says, I had a house party when I was 16 and we were out on the patio smoking roll-ups. One of the lads dropped his rollie and it landed on the filter end, stood perfectly upright. Is that a unident?
Whoa, a rollie. That is unusual, isn't it?
If it were a conventional cigarette, I would think it would be doable, but really tricky. But the fact it's a rollie, and it's...
I might give it provisional acceptance, depending upon anyone else contacting us, you know, through the usual channels to say they've heard of it
happening. Further information.
And if it has happened... let's give it provisional status.
So we'll give that an amber status.
Amber status, yeah. I've got some hacked footage from the boardroom at Derby County from Infinity Rocket Plastics. Yeah, so, actually, Andy, would you give them a quick ring just to thank them?
Yeah, I've got the direct contact here. There we go. Hello, is that Moose?
No, it's me, Henry Liqueur. Moose is at a Comic-Con planning meeting. Can I help you? I'm very good. I wear shorts, you know. I've got great legs.
It's Andy from Athletico Parsnips. I just wanted to thank Moose for sending over the Derby County stuff.
Oh, right, I'll pass that on to him, yeah. I'm really good at that sort of thing. I'm not, you know, technical at all, really. I just run the office. Sometimes wonder if they just got me in for me legs, you know. They're really quite stunning. Same with me long neck, very, very pretty. What's your neck like?
I haven't really got one, to be honest.
Oh, that's a shame. I wouldn't have mentioned me wonderful neck if I'd known. How insensitive of me.
Well, you couldn't have known about me lack of neck, so don't fret about it.
So, are you going to use the footage for your soccer podcast?
Yeah, just about to play it now, yeah.
Oh, I love soccer. I mean, you know, with my neck and me long, long legs, why wouldn't I? My favourite thing is to kick the ball forwards.
All right, well, nice to speak to you. Thanks.
Do you need an office person for your podcast? You know, perhaps one who has really heavenly legs, a powerful neck and a real love of soccer.
No, we don't really have an office.
Oh, shame. Would you like a photo of my legs or a video of me kicking a ball forwards using, you know, me said legs?
No, thanks, but that's okay. No, thanks for your help anyway. See ya.
So, Andy, did you speak to Moose? How did it go?
He wasn't there. Can we just get on with it? I feel a bit weird.
Well, you give things a go, don't you? You know what I mean? Right, yeah. Let's play the WAV. I believe it's been hot suitcased from a router bleed, apparently.
Right.
Here goes. Like I say, it's in the boardroom and Steve is there with Wade Rooney and his snake Casper.
Mm-hmm.
Let's pray start.
So, Wade, what do you reckon to this awful situation with the club having no money and no players? Do you think it's a bit of a bugger?
I do think it's something to have thoughts about, but I haven't made the decision yet as to when and where to have these thoughts that.
I'm a bit the same. It's all such a little miss messy, isn't it? I'm even having trouble thinking about when I should have a think about when to think about it. Do you like the new rug Casper chose for in front of the bookcase?
Yes, a great rug. It's the sort of rug you can really get on with once you've decided to make a decision on how you felt about it. And that and this and them and him and her and then and there.
The chairman, Wade, he says we need to make a to-do list, right? That's why I called you in. So shall we make a start? I'll go first. I think we should make a fun and laughter bar with a custard layer and call it the Fun and Laughter Funny Custard Bar.
I agree. My turn. I reckon we should buy a centre-half called Keith.
Oh, yes, that's a lovely name. What goes best with that, Keith Watson? Keith Bailey?
I like Chestnuts as a surname, so how about Keith Chestnuts?
Keith Chestnuts is a super luxury name. So, find out if there are any footballers called Keith Chestnuts on the to-do list. Right, my turn. Did you know, Wade, that lace curtains are making a comeback? Maybe we should hang them on the windows of the executive boxes. That would show we're right ahead of the interior design curve, and I think that's important.
I agree. My turn. What if we got a strongman to parade around the ground before the kick-off, holding Casper up above his head?
Oh, my giddy pimples. How could you suggest such a thing? Casper is the most precious non-liquid in the world and he gets moxie-noxious if exposed to heights. If he starts spewing, he might not ever stop. And then the hole in my life would be bigger than a giant's hat. Casper is a bucket of champagne bubbles with cotton candy necklace and a topping of caramel cuddles. Don't you dare put that on the list.
Sorry, boss.
Yeah, and say sorry to Casper.
Sorry, Casper, and that and this and them and those and who and what and that and how and why and that and then and now and that.
So, come on, read out what we've got on the list.
Introduce a custard layer to the fun and laughter bar. Find a footballer called Keith Chestnut and put net curtains on the executive boxes.
Well, I think that's pretty comprehensive. I think we've made real progress. The chairman's going to be chuffed to fuck.
I agree.
So that was that, Andrew.
That. Hello and welcome along to the Dump Pod with me, Dominic Littlewood, Britain's top podcast with my celebrity friends every week. And this week, my celebrity guest is none other than TV fisherman, Bumboma.
All right, Dom.
Welcome along, Bumboma. Thanks very much. We're just going to have a little casual chat. There's nothing for you to worry about. There's no traps or anything like that. First of all, Bob, whereabouts on the bed do you have the open side of the duvet, you know, that's got the press studs on? Do you have it down the bottom of the bed?
Yeah, I keep it down the bottom. Don't want it against my chin and that, you know.
I have mine at the top, so I can store stuff in it, you know, like a book. Right. Or if I have a sandwich in bed and I don't finish it, I just pop it in the open bit, save it for later.
Oh, not a bad idea, that, Dom.
Yeah, well, difference of opinion from us there, but that's okay. That's what life's all about, isn't it? Now, here's a little segment I like to call Dom's Tip. It's a little tip you might want to try. Bob, if you run out of milk and you're making a cup of tea, just water down some custard and it works just as well.
Is that true, though, Dom? You know, is it actually
true? That's very true. You can try that yourself later on.
Well, I don't think it's going to work, Dom, but I will try it. If you said it works, I'll give it a go.
You try it. You bloody well try it, mate, and report back to your findings next time.
Could you use cheese if you melt the cheese?
No, got to be something with some kind of liquidity consistency. Cheese is no good unless you want to melt it first. But even then, it's still too thick.
All right.
You're trying to recreate milk, crying out loud. A lovely summer's evening, strolling along, me and my girl, on a lovely summer's evening. That's a little song I've been working on. What do you think about it, Bob?
I thought it was beautiful. It mesmerised me, yeah. It took me down the country lane, summer evenings, lovely.
Yeah. Well, I might do some more work on that then. I've just got to stop at this moment because we've got to do a little sponsor advert thing for this part of the podcast. This podcast is brought to you in association with Red Sauce. Red Sauce is so versatile. Put it on your sausages or maybe just have it raw at the palm of your hand. Red Sauce. There we go. And one more topic of conversation we got. Bob, what's your preferred size of pickled onion? Big or small?
I like the little one so I can put it all in my mouth, you know, without having to get messy biting into it.
How many pickled onions could you fit in your mouth in one go?
Well, the little ones, I could probably get about eight in.
But eight?
Yeah.
What about the big ones?
Big theoretically? Ones. Well, I'd only put one of them in, you know what I mean? It's a lot of juices.
Would you regard one big one as a choking hazard?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Does your wife have any say in how many pickled onions you put in your mouth in one go?
None whatsoever. That's my business.
Or are you your own man in that department?
I'm my own man, Dom. Honestly, when it comes to onions and cheese, I'm my own man.
All right, I believe you. I mean, I'm on the fence on that one. I ain't got no opinion on that about pickled onions. I just thought I'd throw it in. That's it from the Dom Pod for this week. We'll be back with another episode next week when my special guest will be Joe Swash. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
I'd just done the Dom podcast, Andy. He's quite good. He'd written a nice little song.
All right, really?
I hope he continues with it. Really beautiful little song.
We've got a few questions from the Parsnippers. I know we did Unidens, but we've got some generic questions as well. Let me have a look what we've got. Ben Duncan says, if you had to eat the hair of one footballer, who would it be?
Oh.
My gut reaction to this is, and this will resonate with you as a Borough fan, Craig Johnston.
Well, that's if you're hungry. you know?
Well, yeah, obviously. I mean, if you have to eat the hair of a footballer, you've got to assume you're going to be hungry and desperate, aren't you? So there's plenty going on there.
Yeah.
In Craig Johnston's hair.
That, you know, like Phil Foden's, like that slab he's got on his head.
Yeah.
I mean, if you cut that off nicely, that might imitate a steak a bit. Do you know what I mean? Bit of pepper sauce.
You can get a nice slice off that. Yeah. Fry it.
I think you would fry it, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Fine. Good answer. Christian Ainsley says, my wife has just completed a 50-mile ultra marathon in the Lake District. She wants me to do it with her next year. Please advise. My advice is no.
Oh, well, I'll follow you on that, Andrew. Colin Booth, does Andy or Bob have a recipe that uses hot dog water? It just seems like a waste to throw it away. I use it.
Well,
I can help out here. I use it to cook cabbage in. It's delicious.
Right, additional flavour. I just chuck it on my weeds.
Do you?
Because it helps them grow. Yeah. It's good for weeds. Yeah.
Have you got a nice healthy crop of weeds this year, Andy?
I've got a lovely patch in the corner of the next to the decking, and my weeds are currently about 5 foot high.
Nice. Do they grow through the decking? That can be a problem. Do they grow through it?
No. There's just like a patch of what you could barely describe as earth that they grow out of. It's just a waste ground. You like waste ground, but in your garden. Do you know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
A nice weed patch.
Ding dong, landlord here. Just to let you know, I'm going to have to remove the air bricks from your walls. I need them to keep carrots upright at me rabbit's birthday party.
Do you remember him? Ding dong, yeah. Landlord here. I just thought I'd drop this dog dirt off for you. I thought it might be useful for blocking up the holes where I took your air bricks. How thoughtful of me. I know. We'd better go, Andy. I've got a business meeting.
Oh, business. All right, then, fair enough. Well, thanks, Parsnippers, for listening to us and indulging us, as always.
Thank you very much. See you, Parsnippers.
Bye-bye.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.